is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
It's nice to be able to remember exactly what happened on Monday, because like Mick said before 3 o'clock, I think we have to still remember, as much as we're going to try and move on, try and kick on with the next section or next period of our lives, it's important that we still remember that something happened. We still stay vigilant. We still think of the families. And ultimately, we still show the world that we're not only a Northwest that comes and stays together, but a country, if not, dare I say, a continent that will come together, at least for the medium term. You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. This is Full Time. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a gentleman who kind of personifies all that I just said there now, and his future wife as well. Anybody's on Twitter may have seen this, because I think this got, dare I say, viral status after Monday. I'm joined by Graham Seddon and his fiancée Jenna White. First of all, you're getting married in a couple of weeks, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. Cheers.
So how are the wedding plans going? All right?
Yeah, well, she wears the trousers, so I've got no say in the matter, to be honest.
And genuinely, he's wearing shorts at the moment and she's wearing trousers. This is actually the truth, right? Graham, Sunday, Monday evening, we were all going about our everyday lives as we do, probably complaining about the other half not cleaning up or getting annoyed with something your boss said during the day, or thinking to yourself, wow, I actually physically have to go into work tomorrow. How hard is my life? Then Monday night happens. We hear news of a bang. Is it a balloon? Is it a gas explosion? Is it a speaker? And then slowly but surely, over 12 hours between Monday into Tuesday, we start to recognise that this part of the world is now one of the parts of the world where terror is amongst us. A suicide bomber lets off a bomb in the Manchester Arena and kills 22 innocent people. Injures anywhere in the region of 59, 60, we think we've 65 now, 65 people. So forgive me for just stating the facts, but Graham, you watched this unfold as well. Can you just tell me what happened to you, how you noticed it unfold, and when you recognised the seriousness of this?
It wasn't actually until the next day, obviously being in work, and the day after it actually happened. And I woke up, as you normally do, get ready for work, and I looked at my mobile phone. I had notifications off Sky News saying, you know, there's been a terror attack in Manchester, and there's X amount of people that are injured, and we didn't obviously know the fatalities at that time, but let's just turn around to Jenna, and, you know, we were both in shock. You know, straight away put Sky News on and watch it unfold, and it was disbelief that it's literally on your doorstep. You know, it's down the other end of the motorway, and, you know, football and rivalry aside, Liverpool and Manchester, and it was just an absolutely horrific thing to wake up to.
It was, but we started to see some stories come out. Now, some of the stories that I watched happening quite early on, and I live in Manchester. I was quite close to some of the people who were there, friends and family who were down and were in the area. And luckily and thankfully, everyone from that point of view is okay. But I started to see the stories, and colleagues of mine who broadcast our sister station down in Manchester started to see the stories as well. And we started to see things like taxi drivers offering everything. And I mean, this is minutes after this happened. Minutes. If you look at, I was just looking at my Twitter feed. We're before 11 p.m. The bomb went off at allegedly was 10:32, I think.
Something like that.
It was 10:32. Yeah. Before 11 o'clock, there was taxi drivers openly saying on Twitter, I'm a taxi driver, do you need to get anywhere? There was the ambulance service, and you look at the speed in which they made their way up to the arena. A friend of mine was right beside it. He was on literally the doorstep of the arena as it happened. He was just outside it. He was walking back from his work, and he managed to capture on his phone all the ambulances. There must have been 19, 20 ambulances. Not one of those ambulance drivers, not one of those paramedics gave a second's thought to their own safety. Not one.
Yeah.
And we started to see the phenomenon and the joy of human spirit. And one story caught your eye, which caught a lot of our eyes as well, and it's the reason you're here today.
It certainly did, and it was an interview that a homeless gentleman done called Stephen Jones, and he'd done it with ITV News, and I actually noticed it on Twitter. I was on my lunch in work, obviously wanted to find out what the updates were, and the first thing that I'd seen was this interview. So effectively what happened was, without going into any graphic detail or anything like that, he explained the situation and what he had done to help these people. Initially, what he said, he's now after the event said, first of all, he did run away, and then him and his friend came back because they noticed the sort of severity of it. So what he decided to do was help the children who were affected by it. And again, you know, I don't really want to go into too much detail about it.
I'll go into some detail if at all possible here. And forgive me, we might be a little bit... It might be a little bit sensitive for a second or two here, but he did speak quite openly about the fact that he was helping with... There was shrapnel that had come from the bomb.
Yeah.
He was helping young children who were affected by it, who were bleeding, who needed help with a few different situations.
Yeah.
But it goes to show... And I was talking about this earlier on. I was working for CNN this morning, and I was talking about the human spirit. And it's something that has really, really gripped me this week, that we have a different view on many different facets and areas of society. Mm. And I mean from homeless people to how you view different religions, to how you view different sexual orientations, to how you view different things. Mm. To call this a leveller is a massive understatement. We then just all become human beings. And Graham, your fiance joins us here, Jenna. This should teach us to feel like that.
It should.
All the time.
Yeah, it brings together, like, when something like this happens, you know, Graham sets up the page, but you've got to honour everybody who's give donations, everybody who's come together, everybody's wanted to help. And in light of what's happened, it's brought people closer.
I think the way in which this young man, Stephen Jones, acted, it grabbed the attention of people from Liverpool, Manchester, internationally. Mm. Is it wrong that we are thinking about this man first of all as a homeless man, and then talking about how brilliant, how helpful, and how amazing his spirit was? Is that wrong?
It's tough to say, isn't it? You know, obviously his sort of situation is going to come to the fore because, you know, he's been living on the streets for so many years, and, you know, that's probably just part of his sort of makeup, if you like, and that's probably what will probably draw him into the media and the spotlight, so to speak. So it is a tough one. It is a tough call for him. But, you know, looking at the situation now, you know, his life is going to be changed for the better, you know, from where he's actually been.
Let's talk about this, because this is the reason you're on. And it's been quite nice to give this a bit of background. You've been on for quite a few minutes, and I think we've been talking about the spirit and the happiness that human action can actually bring and can do for people. Tell me what you've done for Stephen. And it was just a tweet.
It was just a tweet, yeah. And initially what it was, I put a tweet out and said, you know, I'd like to try and raise £300 for this guy. I didn't know his name at the time. So it was £300 that I initially wanted to raise, and I didn't think I'd get anywhere near that. I might have got, you know, £300-£400 at the most. And then the next thing, I think I looked at my phone about 12 hours later, and it was up to something like £10,000. I was like,
was it a Just Giving page?
It was a Just Giving page, yeah. And a literally simple tweet. And all the £300 was for was to literally get him some accommodation, hot food, somewhere where he could probably get a shower or, you know, clean himself up, whatever he needed to do with it. And as I say, the next thing, it was at 10, 20, 30,000.
£30,000. What is it set at the moment?
At the moment, the last time checked was 44,000.
You wanted £300 for this man.
I wanted £300, yeah.
And it's up at £44,000. So have you been in touch with Stephen?
Not at the moment, because it's hard to get in touch with him. I've phoned the shelter where he normally goes to this morning, and they're not taking any media stuff for obvious reasons, just at this moment in time. So I've left a message with the manager of the place. So I'm just waiting for a phone call back to arrange a time and a date to go down and meet the guy.
Have you seen the other stuff unfold from the West Ham chairman? I understand he's offered an equal amount of generosity.
He has, yeah. So what he's done is
Which is it, Gold or Sullivan? Which one?
I think it's Sullivan.
Yeah.
I think.
I get them mixed up all the time.
But yeah, he's offered to pay for his accommodation for, I think it's 6 months, fully paid accommodation, which is really, really good. And I believe that they put him up in a hotel as well the other night. So, you know, fair play to them. You know, it would be nice to obviously meet them as a whole, you know, Sullivan and Stephen, and obviously all come together and, you know, have a little chat about what's gone on.
So have you any ideas what way you want to do this? What's the most productive way of giving somebody £44,000? First of all, look, I know I want to say well done to you, Graham, but it's the people who gave you this money we want to say well done to.
Absolutely. I mean, as I said before, you know, all I had done was throw a cheeky tweet out on Twitter.
Yeah. And it takes 10 minutes to set up a just given page, doesn't it?
10 minutes. That was it. 10 minutes. A little bit of information, a picture of the guy, and then bang, out it went.
Is there any way you'd like to do this? Because I think with Mr. Sullivan at West Ham, he said, well, look, you've been through the mire, you've helped out so much, I want to help you, I want to give you the accommodation for 6 months. Do you foresee yourself doing something like, I don't know, trying to invest the money in him, maybe extend the 6 months accommodation? Is it a cash donation, or is that all that stuff up in the air?
It's all up in the air at the moment. I mean, it probably depends on his situation as well, and what point he is. You know, I don't know no background of him. I don't know what his plans are in the future. So what we'll probably do is we'll probably go through the place where he stays most frequently, and we'll probably have discussions with them and probably professional people as well to get their input. You know, we don't want to hand a massive amount of money over to somebody like that, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen with that money. So what you'd like to do is obviously keep him safe and have his health at the forefront more than anything. And then the money will come secondary and help him out.
Yeah. What we've seen this week has been absolutely horrific, but what we have seen this week is a part of the world coming together, and it's touched here in Liverpool as well. Obviously, the young lady, I think it says Megan Hurley, isn't it? Is from this part of the world. She was the last, indeed, name announced from the 22 who passed away. She's obviously from this part of the world. Obviously, earlier on today, there was an issue in St Helens as well, so it's not just down the M62. It's affecting us here in Liverpool. And look, good luck with whatever happens with this, because I'm sure there are many different ways this money can be used. And I know we're very early stages, and I know people are going to be listening thinking, you can't just hand a homeless man £40,000. Yeah. We know all those things are going to come to people's minds. But look, there are ways of doing it. And you're a sensible man with a very sensible woman sitting beside you. Yes. What have you learned from this, both of you? What have you got from this? Because again, I was speaking earlier on about this, that we do need to learn from situations like this, don't we?
Yeah, I think people need to be more kind to one another. And as you said before, regarding Steve, whether, you know, is it right to call him like a homeless man first? I hope this will also change people's perceptions on people like that, because people probably walk past him every day and not even look at him. Whereas, you know, stop, have a chat, give them help if needed. So I just hope it's just going to bring more people together, and we've got to be vigilant. Unfortunately, terrorism is a thing. It's not going anywhere at the moment. We've all just got to do what we can.
And if we just step away from the awful, awful, tragic events of Monday evening and terrorism generally, I walk down to the shop here, just at the bottom of the tower here, every day, and I probably walk past probably 3 homeless people. Probably 1 day a week, 2 days a week, I might have a chat with them. Once every 2 weeks, maybe buy them a sandwich. And that's, like, you know, it's not enough.
It's nothing, is it?
But it's not enough.
It's not, you're right.
And we, as a society, and specifically here in Liverpool, we need to find that little bit of empathy sometimes, do we not?
Yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, we walked past somebody before, didn't we? And it was, as you say, it was at the bottom of the tower, and he had a little dog, and he was trying to fan the dog and keep the dog cool. So we just turned around and we said, let's just buy him a bottle of water. You know, it doesn't take much. It's pennies. It's literally pennies to us, but, you know, it could be massive to them. So, you know, I'd say to people who are listening, even if you walk past somebody in the street, even take the time to have a little chat with them. You know, buy them a hot sandwich or a sandwich or a hot drink or, you know, a bottle of water.
Yeah, because there is that stigma attached and that some people have. Every genuine, everyday people have this issue with handing finances over to homeless people, and where's it going to go? And obviously there is the drug problem as well. But then you're absolutely right. Then go and buy them something to eat there, and then some non-perishables as well, where it won't go out of date very quickly, and then they can use them again. And then contact your local homeless shelter. Yeah. How can you help as well? And it's something I'm learning this week as well, that little bit of empathy for all humankind.
It goes a long way.
It goes a massively long way. But look, you two, you, I'd like to think this. I just get the feeling this is the start of something for you, because I read the tweet earlier on and read the articles written about you earlier on this week as well. Yeah. I just get the feeling this is kind of what you two are meant to do.
Honestly, if we can help in any which way we can, even going forward and any other charity events and stuff like that, you know, I would always put myself forward for stuff like that. And, you know, if I can give anything back to anyone, particularly like the homeless.
But just not sometime quickly within the next 2 weeks, because you have an important day coming up in a couple of weeks, don't you?
I forgot about that.
We're off for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, look, there's lots of wedding planning going on. Can I say congratulations to the two of you?
Thank you.
You're getting married in 2 weeks. And if anybody can take anything from this, just stop, have a chat, be kind. The world is a scary place, but one thing I've learned this week, the world is also a very, very, very beautiful place as well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So to you two, the future Mr. and Mrs. Seddon.
Sounds strange.
Does that sound weird?
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Does it? Oh, I'm getting married.
She's never said that before.
I was just going to say, I get married in a year's time. My missus has never even alluded to it. Well, look, good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Brilliant job. Can we follow you on Twitter? Can we get on and can we retweet the tweet or even get involved?
Absolutely. If you want to give them @Seddo1984 a follow. And the tweet is pinned to my Twitter page.
Right. We'll retweet that now on Radio City Talk, and we wish you very well for the future. And thank you so much for coming in.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.